Welcome to another week of Ask With on Vacation. Everybody wants to squeeze them in towards the end of the summer, which is always interesting. But we're thankful for those of you that are here with us. And it is nonetheless a beautiful Lord's Day to be gathered to worship. And just a few announcements as we begin. A welcome, as always, to Aronde as he's filling in for Dr. Dean. We get the pleasure of having him here with us for one more week. Speaking of next week, I won't be here. Julie and I are leaving on vacation after the worship service today. And so contact one of our elders. You can always still reach me via my cell. It's always with me if you need to. Reminder, Bible studies will be starting up sometime in September. We haven't set a date yet, but women, if you plan to attend, please let Julie know so we can get you copies of the study. And men, if you haven't signed up yet, please do so with me because I'm going to need to place an order for the Bible study books. We had sent out an email the other day to let you know that Wanda Wilson had gone into hospice care. Well, apparently she didn't like hospice, and she preferred to be present with the Lord. So last night, Wanda went home. And while that is difficult for the family, it is a joy to know she is in the presence of the Savior that she loved. And the dementia and things of that nature are no longer, all the effects of the fall no longer have a grip on her. And so we are thankful for that. We are blessed then. They're going to do a private burial this week with the family because the family's in the midst of a bunch of different things. We will be doing a service here at Asquith later. So if you just let us or we will let you know once we know more details about that. But it'll be probably a couple of weeks and we'll do a service for Wanda. Praising God, giving thanks for the life and the ministry that Wanda had here for so many years. This coming Saturday is the memorial service for David Carson Jr. Up at New Covenant Presbyterian Church in Abingdon. So you'll want to be a part of that. That's where you will find it. That reminds us that we are in need of some help financially to a couple of our different funds, to our help fund, which helps folks that are in need of some assistance. We've been trying to assist several different families within the church. But then also there's the bereavement fund, and we'll probably be having a luncheon with the Wilson's funeral. So if you're able to give to those funds as the Lord leads, that's awesome. We gather on this day to worship, though, the Lord, who is worthy of all of our praise. We'll be gathered with the words of this familiar psalm. David writes, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised." Let's pray. Lord God, you are indeed worthy of all of our praise. In your great love for us, you have brought us to Christ. You have enabled us to trust in him. And so as we express faith and we rely on him and him alone, so Lord, you have named us as your own. And so, Lord, even though we walk through this life with its pains and its trials, Lord, we can rejoice in you, and we can rejoice even in those who have entered into your presence. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness to us. And so we would sing your praise. We would rejoice in your most holy name. And Lord, we have gathered this day in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. The psalmist invited us to sing unto the Lord, to sing all the earth. So I'd invite you to stand. You can use either the red hymnals or bulletins. We're going to sing hymn number 16, Indeed, Come, Let Us Sing Unto the Lord.
Thank you.
You may be seated. I'm sure some of you, when you saw all this, thought I had lost my mind. But there's a point. We are going to use as a confession of faith 8 questions from the Westminster Larger Catechism. It's the entire section on prayer, which leads up to the section on the Lord's Prayer. But it's important to remind ourselves the fullness of what prayer is, to whom we pray, and for what we are to pray. And so we will read these together. I'll ask the questions, and together we'll read the answers. And we're just going to go straight through these. So my friends, what is prayer? Prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God in the name of Christ by the help of His Spirit with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of His mercy. Are we to pray unto God only? God only, being able to search the hearts, hear the requests, pardon the sins, and fulfill the desires of all, and only to be believed in and worshiped with religious worship, prayer, which is a special part thereof, is to be made by all to Him alone and to none other. What is it to pray in the name of Christ? To pray in the name of Christ is, in obedience to His command and in confidence on His promises, to ask mercy for His sake, not by bare mentioning of His name, but by drawing our encouragement to pray and our boldness from Christ and His mediation. Why are we to pray in the name of Christ? The sinfulness of man and his distance from God by reason thereof, being so great as that we can have no access into His presence without a mediator, and there being none in heaven or earth appointed to or fit for that glorious work but Christ alone, we are to pray in no other name but His only. How doth the Spirit help us to pray? We, not knowing what to pray for as we ought, the Spirit helps our infirmities by enabling us to understand both for whom and what and how prayer is to be made, and by working and quickening in our hearts, although not in all persons nor at all times in the same measure, those apprehensions, affections, and graces which are requisite for the right performance of that duty. For whom are we to pray? We are to pray for the whole Church of Christ upon earth, for magistrates and ministers, for ourselves, our brethren, even our enemies, and for all sorts of men living or that shall live hereafter, but not for the dead, nor for those that are known to have sinned the sin unto death. For what things are we to pray? We are to pray for all things tending to the glory of God, the welfare of the church, our own or others' good, but not anything that is unlawful. Finally, how are we to pray? We are to pray with an awful apprehension of the majesty of God and deep sense of our own unworthiness, necessities, and sins, with penitent, thankful, and enlarged hearts, with understanding, faith, sincerity, fervency, love, and perseverance, waiting upon Him with humble submission to His will. We go to the Father bringing the desires of our hearts. We come through Christ and with the assistance of the Holy Spirit in humble submission to His will. And so let's stand and pray through song. We'll stand and sing hymn number 713, Great King of Nations, Hear Our Prayer.